near Santa's workshop. And all around her, though she couldn't see them, were tiny elves twinkling and calling out to her, "Come on, Lizzie! Come on, Lizzie!" "Come on, Lizzie!" It was Eric, sounding irritated. "Stop running and help us choose the tree." Lizzie fell in love with a big 8-foot spruce, but she remembered that there wasn't too much money this year, so she didn't even ask for it. After much decision, a small fir tree was chosen. It came in a barrel so that after Christmas was over, it could be easily transplanted and live on for many years in the backyard. Lizzie knew just the spot it ought to go. The man at the checkout counter pointed to a booth near the exit. "We have ornaments for sale. Do you need any?" Lizzie shook her head proudly. "Oh, no," she said. "We have all our family ornaments. Mama and Daddy started collecting them the first year they were married. There's the gold angel Daddy bought Mama on their honeymoon, and the silver bell that came from Spain, and the feathered peacock with the glitter on its..." "Lizzie," her mother laughed, "this man doesn't need to know all about our ornaments." "But my daughter's right," she added, smiling at the man. "We don't need any new ones." Lizzie's father tied the tree to the top of the station wagon, and they drove home. They set up the tree carefully in the living room. It looked beautiful next to the big window, and already it made the house smell like Christmas. "Shall we bring up the ornaments now?" her mother asked, "or wait until morning?" "Now, now," Lizzie cried. Eagerly, she opened the basement door and started down the stairs. Halfway down the steps, she stopped, puzzled. There was a strange sound coming from below, a sort of splashing, rippling sound. And in the near darkness, the basement looked strange, too. Lizzie reached the bottom of the stairs and flipped on the light switch. "Mama! Daddy! Come quick!" The basement had flooded. The winter rains had come in through a loose window, and the whole floor was 6 inches deep in cold, brown water. Lizzie's parents came running. "Good gracious, what a mess!" Lizzie began to cry. Her mother put her arms around her. "Don't feel badly, darling. We'll have it all dry by morning."
"But look at the Christmas ornaments," Lizzie wailed.
She pointed to a soggy cardboard box. "Oh, dear," her father said. He splashed his way across the floor and rescued the box. He brought it to the stairs, and the family lifted the ornaments out one by one. They were all ruined. Lizzie put her head down on the steps and began to wail. "Oh, darling, don't," her mother said.
"I can't help it," Lizzie cried. "I love these ornaments. Each one was special."
"I know," her mother sighed. "I love them, too. But don't forget, honey, the ornaments were just things, just symbols of happy times. We'll never lose the memories, no matter what."
"Memories aren't enough," Lizzie grumbled. "I want the feather angel and the peacock and the satin Christmas tree."
She began to cry harder.
"This is going to be the worst Christmas I've ever had. First, no presents, and now no ornaments."
"Not necessarily," her father smiled. "There are other ways of having presents and ornaments besides buying them."
"There are?"
"Sure. What do you think went on in the olden days before they had a lot of stores and malls? Christmas was just as wonderful then, maybe even more wonderful, because people made it themselves." "They made Christmas?" Lizzie said slowly. "Yes, people made one another presents, and they decorated their trees with paper decorations and painted nuts and animals made from felt. They used their imagination, and that's one thing you have plenty of, Lizzie, imagination. Don't you think you could find a way of making a Christmas?" The next afternoon, Lizzie held a meeting with Eric and Petunia. "I'll need a lot of help," she told them. "Can I count on you two?" Eric nodded seriously. "Tonight's the first night of Hanukkah," he said.